When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. SiriusXM channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Thursday night. It was Lundell! It was Lundell!
Did I get it?
Lundell!
I'm the whisperer! I said it! Yeah! Yeah! Who's the best cop? Who's the best cop?
+350 Lundell, Joe Calder. He told me before the show. And I took it for him. Let's go. Everybody eats.
You're always pulling me down.
It's Lundell. Meanwhile,
bam! Got a little wine mixer. Bam!
Yeah, but now remember, who do you got him with?
Nothing. Straight.
You played him straight.
Yeah. Just for you. The old, you know what? Yeah, how about
that? That's a good job by you then. No, that's a good job by you. I'm proud of you.
Out of me. Here we go.
That's a good hit.
They wrapped Sonny Gray around a telephone pole.
Wow. You know who just hit one? You know who just hit that homer?
Yelich?
Nope. Cheerio. Hello. Cheerio. Cheerio with a homer.
Rain delay in the Yankee game.
You gotta be kidding me.
Yeah. This is what happens.
They're wrapping around this Sonny Gray now. Sonny Gray's got no shot.
I told you he sucked. I told you this guy's
shell shot. They're wrapping this guy around.
This guy's terrible, this Sonny Gray.
Can
we get this Nugent Hopkins? Can we get the Nugent?
How about Paredes now? Can Paredes get one? All right. End of the first, 3-0 Panthers. 2 for Tkachuk, 1 for Lundell. Let me tell you, Joe, the Oilers are in big trouble, man. Big trouble for the Oilers.
It's 3-0.
I know, but even bigger, I'm saying more bigger picture, they're in big trouble. They lose this game. They're not
They're finished. They're in a stand. Give them a standing A count right now. I mean, they're knocked out on their feet. Where's Big Bad Connor McDavid when you need him? If they win this game, they'll be up what, 3-1?
Yeah, they'll be up 3. That's what I mean. They'll be up 3-1 in the series.
That Florida would have swept them if Edmonton didn't steal game one.
You could make that argument. I mean, both the first two games could have gone either way, both games. They were not like what's happened here. I mean, they've outscored them, what, now 9-1 in the two games in Florida? I mean, they're smashing them. Smash City. Can this Paredes get one? They just walk him. I mean, they just don't throw him anything. They give him nothing to hit.
He's
first
a good
and second now. This next guy will probably hit a 3-run homer. They just give him nothing to hit. Give the guy a chance to swing the bat.
Yeah, they're all playing nerd ball. That's what they're doing. All playing nerd ball. You know,
meanwhile, I get distracted. I got, you know, Matias sending me out. It's like bizarro story night that he's sending me. I mean, Antonio Brown. I mean, a poor plane crash in India. I mean, a guy walked away from that.
He's saying the guy jumped out of the plane. I didn't see
that. There's no. There's a lot of conflicting reports there. The guy said he woke up in the rubble or something like that. I don't know what to believe there, Joe.
Either way, he survived. I mean,
one guy surviving a plane with 250 people on it. One guy walking away. That's wild.
Yeah, I mean, they have video of the thing. It's a terrible thing. It's horrible.
That's awful. Awful.
The Antonio Brown stuff, that happened like 4 weeks ago.
What is that about now?
That's where he was out at an event and they tried to rob his chain and he pulled out a weapon and started firing. And then all of a sudden he was in like a live spaces with Aiden Ross.
Oh,
no, Joe's right. That did happen 4 weeks ago, but the police are coming for him today. The warrant just came out today for his arrest because of what's happening. So now it's getting
2-1.
Yeah, I told you.
No, but that was at one of those. I don't know. Wasn't it at like a Jake Paul thing? I don't know. It was at something.
It was like some nightclub. He tried to take his chain. He chased him down and stole the security guard's gun. Took shots at them. And supposedly one of the bullets grazed one of the guys in the neck who was trying to rob Antonio Brown.
All right, so there you go. And he's got that big hit single now, doesn't he? I mean, he's a singer
big
now, rapper.
Hit single?
Hey, it was flying up the charts. No? Yeah. Not only that, I mean, talk about robbing chains. They try to rob Jack Daugherty. I mean, they robbed Jack Daugherty's chain, too.
Who?
Jack Daugherty, the little kid. Jack Daugherty.
I have no idea what you're talking
about. He's an influencer. They ripped the thing. Now he walks with his bodyguard hand in hand, Jack Daugherty.
An influencer?
I mean, I'm in my 50s. I still know this stuff. You got to be with it, man. Jack Daugherty. Get with the program.
Gen Z pop. Joe, here's the difference, though. You're in your 50s, but you're living the lifestyle right now of a 25-year-old. You see, that's the thing. See, you're going out. I'm in AC. I'm eating a big meal in a city. I'm over here. I'm over there. Get me this. I'm out Saturday night. I'm out here. You're living that life. I'm not. I'm living the 8 and 4 year old life over here.
3-1 Houston. 3-1 Houston.
Who the hell Jack Daugherty is or whatever his name is. I got
better
no
get
clue
with the
what's
program,
going on there.
Man.
I don't
Jack
even know
Daugherty.
Who any of these big stars are. I don't even know who this
Gen
girl
Z.
Who this girl that Josh Allen married. I have no idea who she is. I don't know what she's been in. She's some big actress. I have no idea. That is how off the reservation, off the grid I am with all of this stuff. I have no clue. No clue what any of these people do. Jack Daugherty. You got to be kidding me. But Joe's in the mix, man. Like he said, he's 50 years old. but he's living the life of a 25-year-old.
I paid my dues. I got two girls
gym,
that are older.
Laundry, AC, big dinners. All comes out.
Here's the jealousy. I say, see, it's nice. My own partner. Now it comes out.
It is what it is. I did that time. You know, I had my time. Now I'm in this time.
When I was flying through airports with two toddlers going through, I didn't see you there. You know, changing diapers, doing everything.
That's how it goes. But that's why you know about this Jack, whoever this guy is.
Doherty, get with the program. He walks with his bodyguard hand in hand.
That needs a bodyguard?
They robbed him.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
It's a lot going on tonight. Now, Joe, I know you like stuff like this too. Joe's a big cash out guy. Have you seen the story with this kid that's got the ticket with the Thunder and the Oilers? Have you seen this? Okay.
No.
So let me get you up to speed. So some kid had this is like one of your, I wouldn't say even, you do more of these than me, but one of our parlays. This might even inspire us to do one right now. So he's got one of these crazy $13 to win $270,000 parlays. Like future parlays. It had the Dodgers to win the World Series last year, winner.
Mm-hmm.
The Eagles to win the Super Bowl this past year, winner.
Right.
The Liberty to win the WNBA title last year, which I guess they did. And then the last two legs, Joe, Oilers to win the Cup, Thunder to win the NBA title.
Okay.
So before both series started,
yeah,
they offered him a cash out of $120,000.
On how much of a bet?
$13.
Yeah, okay. Kid's an idiot.
So $120,000 was the highest cash out offer that he had, and I believe that was before both started in the series.
I would have taken it in a heartbeat.
So now they're constantly, like, this guy, I guess they follow him now to watch all these games, because this is, I mean, we're talking about it. It's gas for DraftKings, or, you know, and any other book would do it too. And they, like, now keep tweeting out the cash out offer when big events happen. So now the Oilers are down 3-0 at the end of the first period. They're going to go down 3-1 in the series. Cash out's down to $58,321.
I would take it.
Joe would be running to smash that button right now.
Are you kidding me?
And I know this first. Joe would have took the 120 before both series started.
Yeah.
Joe would not have even. In fact, I would bet you Joe wouldn't have even let it get to 120. I think Joe would have took something earlier in the playoffs with both of them. I bet you Joe wouldn't have even let the Oilers and the Thunder get to the championship games. But he did. Let's say it's 120. I know Joe's taking it. he's 100%.
Yeah, you give 40% because, you know, I had that cash out as well. You give 40% to the automatic, they take it right out. Yes. And then you're left with 60%. So you're at 120, you're talking 72 grand cash. I mean, you got to be a complete moron. You know, and I don't care how much money you have or what the potential payout is, or the bottom line is this. The bottom line is he needed two legs, not one, right?
Right.
And if you're talking trends, the Oilers and the Canadian team hasn't won the Stanley Cup since 93.
Well, so here's what I think was probably his thinking.
But the 120, let me ask you this, though. The 120 after Oilers win game one and OKC wins game two, it's still not there at 120?
I could go back and scroll back and check. I know that they keep saying the highest was 120 at the start of the series. But here's what I know, Joe. I think his probably thinking was, like everyone else, there's no shot the Thunder are losing, right? That was probably the thinking on one side of it. There's no shot that they can lose. And then you're thinking, well, you know, I can ride it with the Oilers and maybe there's a spot. But like if this is a $13 bet, hedging $270,000, Joe, is not something, you know, you can't just, you know, load that on the app and, let me hedge 120 grand here. You know, that's just not something that's feasible, especially if you're throwing a $13 bet in. I'm sure that's not it. So I'm with you. And you know I hate the cash out. I don't like that. But when you start talking about 120,000 off of a $13 bet, that's, you know.
What if you waited out, though? What if you waited out for the next game? What if you waited out for the Oilers to go back to Edmonton and possibly win that game? No, I'm just, you know, what happens to that price? You know what I mean? It might go jump up to like 100 grand because Oilers might win next game at home and make it 3-2.
I'm trying to see, Joe, when it was for what you were.
It had to be when OKC won game one or game two and when the Oilers won game one. It has to be.
So it went down to 58 last night after the Thunder lost.
Yeah, okay. I still would have taken the
50. Now it's at 50. What did I say, 52?
Mm-hmm.
Or did I say 58 just now? Actually, it is at 58. Let me see if
I would take
it. Let me scroll back a little more. 58, Joe, you're still getting, you know, you're still getting a pretty decent amount there. 7. Trying to see what other big number or whatever it was. It was actually, Joe, last night with the Thunder losing was a huge hit to him. It was at the end of the third quarter last night when the Thunder were up 5. It was 85,000.
I would have taken right then and there.
Slashed 25 off with them losing that fourth quarter to the Pacers. Slashed 25 grand off at a cash out. I don't know what I, because look, I don't think the Oilers are, I don't think they're digging themselves out of this hole. I think that it's only going to get lower, right? When this game goes final, and it's probably going to drop to what, Joe, 45, maybe even less, you know, it's going to just keep on going down right there. I think they're taking the tarp off for the Yankees. Kansas City now.
Let's see what happens.
Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Suzuki homers for the Cubs, Joe. 3-0 Cubs. Bottom of the sixth. Yeah. Top six in Milwaukee, 6-0 Brewers.
All right.
So that kid pitched well for them. What do you go? 5 innings, that kid?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I told you that Sonny Gray.
Mizzioroski, 5 innings, no hits, 5 Ks, 4 walks, threw 81 pitches.
I thought he was supposed to throw gas like Kerry Wood.
I mean, he didn't allow a hit.
Should have kept him in then.
Can you talk the guy down anymore? I mean, geez.
Okay.
Second period underway, 3-0 Florida. They pulled Skinner, Joe. This Picard is in now for the Oilers. Goalie change. That'll do it. That'll keep them from taking penalties, right? That's one way to, yeah. I mean, that's why they're down 3-0. They're down 3-0 because just like game three, they took a 1,000
Skinner
stupid penalties
is a sieve.
In the first period.
That Skinner is a sieve. I told you so.
He's a hack, but, you know.
And their coach looks like he has no signs of life, that guy. I mean, you want to talk about just a piece of cardboard. I mean, really. I mean,
Chris, don't call me Chuck Knobloch, your guy over there. Chris, don't call
that,
me
that
Chuck
guy.
Knobloch.
I mean, that guy looks like he's dumbfounded.
And let me tell you, I watched some of his press conferences. Those people must be falling asleep in that room. Like he's talking, and they just got to be. Like I mean, it is just a.
He needs like the the pads clear. To wake him up, you know, or stick his finger in his socket. Clear! I mean, that guy is dead. I mean, you want to talk about just, I mean, really? I mean, that guy is just lifeless. I mean, unbelievable.
Pow!
Wake that guy up. Slap him around. Wrap him around a telephone pole or just tape him to, you know, duct tape him to the net or something. Do something to wake his ass up.
Pow!
Guy's lifeless.
Pow! Pow!
Oh, man. I can't take lifeless people. I just can't. Nerdball. Hey, look at these Rangers. How they broke out with 16 runs. Sure. Colorado, 8-7 today. Incredible.
Another over.
Go for the over. Not the ones I'm on.
These are all snoozers tonight. There's just nothing happening. It's tough. I mean, I wish I had better news for you.
All right. Okay.
I mean, do you see anything happening? There's nothing happening in these games. They all got somewhere to be, Joe. Like, everyone's got somewhere to be. All right, Edmonton's finally getting a power play here, Joe. Back into this thing now with a power play goal? Themselves a little bit of life.
I thought you said the Yankee game was starting. I still see top six.
Well, I said they were in the process of taking the tarp off the field. That doesn't necessarily mean they were starting right away. Saying they were in the process. Bang! Oiler goal. Pow!
Who?
Nugent Hopkins.
Was it really? I told you! Bam! Nugent Hopkins, 2-for-2! You stink! You suck! You're the worst! You're the worst! I want the clip! Matias, get the clip for tomorrow. I want the clip for tomorrow, Matias. Matias! Where is he?
Nugent Hopkins, baby!
Nugent Hopkins, get the clip! Cut it down! I want it running throughout the network! I want it running throughout the network! I said it! Me! I'm hot! Nugent Hopkins! You deserve that!
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So, 3-1 Panthers now. With about 13 minutes to go in the second. Let me just bring this up, Joe. Still -950 for Florida, +540 for Edmonton. Well, do they just take another stupid penalty or no? 7.5 the live total with 4 on the board. So, you played the Nugent Hopkins by itself too? So why didn't you put them together?
I could jump through this thing. You know,
well, what'd you use the boost on then?
I use free bets. Don't worry about it. Okay? Okay? Don't worry about it. All right? Now you're counting my money. All of a sudden now, you're my accountant. You're incredible. Oh. You know, I had us in the mix. I said Florida. I said Nugent Hopkins, and I said the other guy. We would have been in the barn already.
How would we be in the barn already? Florida's won this game already?
Oh, they're up 3-1. I mean, are you kidding me?
They were up 3-0 2 minutes ago.
I tell you what, I would have liked to have been in this position now than the Fugazi parlay that you put in.
Bell cows.
It would have been a huge number if you would have just listened to me. It would have been a huge number with both of those guys in there. And Florida. But no, you had to go with the bell cows. You had to go with the public. You couldn't wait because you're fishing for minnows. You're just amazing. Sometimes you got to go for the great whites. So just sometimes you got to do that.
We did that last night and it didn't go well.
Didn't go well. We were in the mix. We were right down to the final minute.
Did we cash the ticket?
I can't. I got a headache.
Did we cash the ticket? No. That's a no. Another power play for Edmonton here, Joe. It's like they're trying to put him back in the game here. It's almost like what it feels like right now. It's like they're trying to put them back in the game.
Maybe they're trying to help that kid out.
Well, you think his cash out went up? You think it went up now that it's 3-1?
I don't know.
Can this Bobby Witt hit a homer for the Royals?
Yeah, why not? Okay.
No? Is that a no? You don't think so?
I don't know. I'm twisted now because we would have had a huge score on the parlay and you know just
you don't know that. There's ifs and buts. Edmonton might come back and win this game. And I wouldn't have played it with Florida because I didn't like Florida tonight. I would have never agreed to Florida as a money line.
Okay, all right, there you go.
I mean, you were sitting here talking about under. You wanted to play the two guys with the under.
No, I didn't play the under. I just said I like the under.
You wanted to put the under with the two guys.
Oh, the under's still not in play? 3-1? The under's still not in play? I forgot who we're dealing with here. I forgot. All I know is I'm basically 5 for the last 5 in goal scorers in hockey. Okay? That's it. I said it, not you. But you don't want to give me that credit. The people know. The listeners know. Joey Pucks. I can't help it. It's the truth. Joey Pucks. I do this every.
You're finding some nuts right now. You're finding some nuts right now. Joe, you couldn't pick that Lundell out of a lineup. Okay?
I could read numbers.
Okay. I could read numbers. That was a numbers play.
It was a numbers play. It was a numbers play. Was it right?
He hit tonight.
He talked to me about before the show. He told me. I said, Joe, what do you like? I told him I like this Rodriguez a little bit, and Joe said, I'm going with Lundell. Let's go with Lundell. Pre-game ceremony, baby.
He doesn't ask because
he's been hot. He's been hot as a pistol with the goal scorers. I asked him. And then he said, I like Nugent Hopkins too.
So I went with it too, baby.
It's like when he gets one right in college football. We got to tip the cap every now and then.
You guys are the syndicate crew around here now. This is it.
No.
With the goal scorers.
Yeah, no, I don't have a special.
You guys are the syndicate crew.
Lisi doesn't have a special in the offseason, only you.
Joe, you have a six-month-long special around here. You're on just about every hour of this network between September and February.
Here's more jealousy.
You're on so much. You're on so much that you give this show up for 6 months, that you do so much stuff on this network, that you leave us to go and do those things. I leave this show to go do a one-hour golf special? Did I say I couldn't do the show that night because I taped the golf special? No. This show's the priority. It always is. This show's always the priority. This show's always the priority. This show is the priority.
It's because your name is first. Just admit it.
That's got nothing to do with that.
Does you feel like you're a partner in the law firm? You do. You feel like that's it. I'm like the associate, and you're the partner. That's it.
Well, I know from September to February, that's true. You're not here. Nice. You're not here. You're on so many specials that you're not here.
I got to see if the gym is open after. I worked out before this show, but I'm ready to go back.
You got to watch the end of the hockey.
I don't have to watch. I got what I needed. I'm in.
Can this cruise with the bases loaded come through for the Pirates? Can this cruise hit one out? Man, Joe, need to get one more. We get one more long ball.
Sure. Yeah, why not? Why can't we get Joey Longball? Right?
Got a chance for the Granny Smith with O'Neill Cruz here. A little cruise missile Granny Smith.
That would send that over the over.
Yeah. Sure would.
So.
Sure would. Now they're playing in the afternoon tomorrow with Skeens. Skeens is pitching the afternoon game, the businessman special.
Yeah, I don't like it.
You might want to go after that Horton Hears a Who, who's going for the Cubs. They got Horton Hears a Who going. Swing and a miss. 2-2. How about this Caglione? Can we get him?
Sure.
He's up in a couple batters. He probably won't even get up this inning. They got a lot of these Italian. Pasquantino, Caglione. Royals, Joe. What's the matter? You're the big winner tonight. You're the big winner. You're the best cop. Who's the best cop? Joey's the best cop.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Is it Paredes, Joe? It is.
It was.
Itzhak Paredes going big fly. 4-2 Astros. 4-2 Astros. Paredes. Wow.
Unbelievable.
Now, Joe is so hot that Matias is asking him with half the game to go. They just crossed the 10-minute mark, 9 minutes left in the second period. So hot, he wants the next goal scorer. And Joe goes for an anytime goal, and Matias goes, no, we're playing him to score the next goal. Got to be the next goal. Not an anytime goal. The next goal. What do we got, Joe? Who's it going to be?
I told you. See, now Carver wants to. Carver, you see what he does now? Matias, I said anytime, and you said both, and I said it was Itu Lutsunarien at 10-1.
Lutsunarien? Luostarinen.
Yeah, there you go. Luostarinen.
All right, let's get in. Luostarinen, baby. Let's go.
11-1. There you go.
Get him in.
11-1.
Next goal scorer.
Lundell almost scores again, guys. Lundell almost scores again. Gets robbed on the one-on-one. Joey should have taken him for two goals.
No, I thought we were doing next goal score. He's 28-1 for next goal score.
So then
next
do it.
Next goal score.
Yeah, Dad, come on,
hot
big shot.
Pistol. You want to put it with the golf?
No, with the golf. Here we go with the golf. We always got to
put it with the golf.
Just never good enough with him. Just never good enough. Never. Never good enough.
Why can't we put it with the golf?
I don't know. I don't know.
All right. Luostarinen. Oh, who got that one, Joe? Kelly, foul ball. Just unlucky. So, how about the NBA actually going to play tomorrow night? They're not giving us like 4 days off between games.
All right.
They're actually playing tomorrow, Joe.
Oh, who was that just shot it?
So, Thunder -6 tomorrow night, Joe. 225.5 total down.
I think we take a shot on the over.
You think this is the game it busts out?
Yeah. 225. I think this game is like 135-128.
Hold on here. Well, who do you think's winning the game?
I think Indiana.
Really?
Yep.
Interesting.
I think Indiana playing at home, right? And now having
Edmonton goal. 3-2. 3-2. Here we go, Oilers. Here we go. 3-2. Nurse. They're celebrating at the Moss Pit out there. The Moss Pit. Let's go. Put them in there. What a shot. How did he got to stop that, Joe? You see that goal?
No, I didn't see it. Was it right through the wicket?
Snuck it in. I mean, he kind of got it over his shoulder. Okay.
He got it from that angle? No, he didn't. Did he really?
Yeah. He's got it.
You got to stop that, Bobrovsky.
Getting a little dicey now. 3-2. 3-2. That guy's cash out just went up a little bit more, right?
Maybe. Yeah, but it probably went down to 30 grand after they fell behind 3-0. Probably weren't even giving him.
The price I gave you was with the score 3-0. Now Barkov takes a penalty, Joe. Back to the power play for Edmonton. This game is turning.
There you go.
Game's turning. Delay a game. Wow. How about that?
Incredible.
Plus 220 for the Oilers live.
All right.
What is that? Why is that?
There it is. The night the lights went out in Chicago. Was that a movie?
No. It was not.
Turn out the lights.
It was not a movie. What is all this, man?
What's going on?
Nothing. I'm trying to. All right, I'm in, Joe. In for more on the Oilers.
All right.
Let's go. Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
All right, hot shot. Okay, I like your style. All right. Okay. Like your style.
Why not? They got it back to one goal. They could score fast. All right, we'll come back, Joe. I'll tell you, Friday night, Joe usually likes Fridays in baseball. New matchups, lots of long balls. We'll see if there's anything he likes for the Friday night slate. Yankees in Boston against the Red Sox after the Red Sox beat him like a club last week at the stadium. Go through all the rest of the games. 5 minutes to go in the second period. 30 seconds left on the power play for Edmonton. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, SiriusXM 150.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So, Joe, we'll do the NBA, the SGP when we come on tomorrow night. Part of me is like, I know we said earlier we got to leave this Halliburton out. I don't know if we run the same exact one back.
I think tomorrow we take a shot at the four-legger and we go big. We go over. We alt the over. 230 plus.
3-3. Oiler goal, Joe. Oiler goal. 3-3.
Who was it?
You see, let me just tell you something. You got a little too... I know you're having a big night, but you got a little too... This game was over. The stuff you did earlier.
Matias.
You Panthers. I gave you the Panthers. This game's over for Panthers. You're so... Nugent Hopkins. Lundell. I gave you Panthers. 3-3 now, okay? 3-3.
Matias, get the clips for tomorrow's show. I want it running all over the network.
The where he talks. To... I'll get the clips. I'll get the clips.
People
I'll
know.
I'll put the clips out. I'll put
all
the clips
of a sudden,
out.
You're walking around with a big chest.
Remember, you said Florida.
Okay, so what? I got the two goal scorers right. Game's not over.
I know. But if we would have played the thing with Florida, we'd be in trouble now.
You know,
what did we end up getting that one last night at?
It's still Florida. It's still Florida.
Oh, there you go.
It's still Florida.
Get the
still Florida, Joe.
You got the
clip. You know what that? This game's over, basically, he's saying. This game's over.
Yeah, sometimes Matias is right.
Now, Joe, that same one that we ran last night for the NBA. I believe it was. Let me get out my records here. It was 33-43 before the boost. And then we had the boost up to 43-46. If you did it right now, it's down to 21-13. So bang down a lot. That same three combination that we did.
We're going to have to take a shot tomorrow. We're going to have to add another leg.
Okay.
We're going to have to take, the over. Halliburton for 30 now.
30, huh?
Yep, 30. He blows right through the 25. And then we take Chet for 8 as opposed to the 10. What do you think?
Chet for 8, huh? All right, let's do it when we come on tomorrow. This isn't doing it the night before doesn't work. We got to sleep on a little bit before we get there. We got to sleep on.
Yeah.
As far as tomorrow goes with the baseball, Joe, I told you Skeens is pitching the businessman special against Horton. Here's a who. And the total's a flat 7 in the afternoon. It's the only afternoon game. Marlins and Nats is a flat 9 with Cabrera and Parker Lewis can't lose.
Mm-hmm.
Jays and Phillies. Gossman and Suarez, flat 8. Oof. Oh, look at this, Joe. It's gas night in Baltimore. The fisherman Charlie Morton against Kakanowicz, a flat 10. A flat 10, Joe.
What?
Ooh, Baltimore and the Angels tomorrow night. Light the match. Rays and Mets, Bradley and Holmes is a flat eight, Citi Field. Crochet and Yarbrough, Yankees, Red Sox at Fenway, 8.5. Rockies are in Atlanta, Marquez and Elder, flat 9.
Okay.
Twins and Astros, Paddock and Gordon is a flat 8. Peralta and Fetty for the Cardinals and Brewers, 7.5. A's and Royals, Severino and Waka, flat 9. Padres and Diamondbacks, Nelson and Kolick, a flat 9. There you go. And this one's a great pitching matchup. Webb and Yamamoto, Giants, Dodgers, 7.5. The Giants, before losing today, have been on fire, and they had caught the Dodgers. They're like a half game behind them for first in the NL West. So that's your baseball. Orioles, Angels, Joe. Light them up. Light them up, baby.
I'm going to stay away from that game.
I bet you are. I bet you're going to stay away from it. Great job, as always, by Matthias. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Enjoy the rest of the hockey game. Catch you tomorrow.